Representative Cori Bush blasted after lamenting execution of trans murderer, rapist. By Joshua Klein on January 5, 2023. Progressive Democrat Representative Cori Bush, Mo, faced backlash online after lamenting the recent execution of Amber. Previously Scott McLaughlin, a biological man identifying as a transgender woman who was convicted of brutally raping and killing his ex-girlfriend. Following the execution by the state of Missouri, far-left squad member Cori Bush released a statement saying that McLaughlin was killed by state-sanctioned, inhumane capital punishment. "My heart is with her family and loved ones," the Democrat congresswoman said, making no mention of McLaughlin's victims. "I yearn for the day when our society acknowledges that state-sanctioned murder will never achieve justice." Attacking Republican Governor Mike Parson for having once again failed his mandate to save lives, Bush described the death penalty as archaic, barbaric, and cold-hearted. "It destroys families and communities, and its abolition is long overdue. We must not allow another life to be taken," she stated. Bush also pointed to the murderer's traumatic childhood and persistent mental health issues. In a Wednesday tweet, Bush doubled down on her longtime stance. 3 days into 2023, "Missouri has chosen to uphold violence over mercy," she wrote. "Today, the state executed Amber McLaughlin, a trans woman, who was sentenced to death by a judge after a jury could not unanimously agree to impose that sentence. Capital punishment must be abolished," she added. A self-proclaimed transgender woman, McLaughlin, who was previously convicted of raping a 14-year-old girl in 1992, was convicted of stalking, raping and stabbing ex-partner Beverly Gunder to death in 2003 prior to transitioning, and was executed by lethal injection late Tuesday. While a jury found McLaughlin guilty of murder in 2006, it remained deadlocked over what the punishment should be. McLaughlin, 49, began identifying as Amber while on death row and was the first transgender to be put to death in the United States. Bush's tweet, following McLaughlin's execution, was met with fierce backlash online. "He raped and murdered his ex-girlfriend after stalking and terrorizing her," wrote conservative writer and commentator Chad Felix Green. "He was a convicted sex offender who raped a 14-year-old girl when he was 19, he added. "He was not a victim. The way you defend rapists and murderers yet act like someone trespassing in an open government building is the worst thing in the world, will never cease to amaze me," wrote one Twitter user. "Sexually assaulted a child and murdered his ex-girlfriend in cold blood. Then became trans in prison precisely to try and work the hapless dupes like you for his benefit. Precisely because he knows you types put these issues above the lives of girls and women," wrote another. "You are gross," the user added. "Her name was Beverly Gunter. Amber murdered her after stalking and terrifying her," another user wrote. "Say her name. This woman, a representative, is defending a murderer and a rapist," wrote one Twitter user. "Let that sink in. You have not one iota of care about the woman this man brutally raped and murdered," wrote another. "You are a sick misogynist, Cori. Stop protecting criminals, and start standing up for their victims," another user wrote. "He was a murdering rapist. I feel no sympathy for him. Funny how dysphoria affects girls when they hit puberty but blokes when they enter the penal system," wrote yet another. "He was grifting you all and you fell for it. Your disturbing lack of judgment makes me question your fitness for Congress," the user added. "You conveniently left out that he brutally raped and stabbed a woman to death, Cori," one user noted. "Your statement makes you either ignorant or complicit with men who rape and kill women," the user added. "Which is it?" "He beat his GF, she worked up the courage to leave him and charge him. He then stalked and harassed her before brutally murdering her one day before court date," wrote another user. "After that, he raped her corpse as one final humiliation for daring to stand up to him. Who cares if he became a translator," the user added. Last week, Bush, along with Representative Emanuel Cleaver, DMO, sent a letter to Missouri Governor Mike Parson, urging him to halt McLaughlin's execution by granting clemency. The request was denied. Bush, the first black congresswoman from Missouri, sits on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees and serves as the Progressive Caucus Deputy Whip. She has long fought to end the federal death penalty. In 2021, Bush came under fire after being accused of sympathizing with murderers by urging her supporters to say the names of 13 inmates executed during President Donald Trump's 4 years in office, including a white supremacist convicted of murdering an Arkansas family in 1996. On Wednesday, Bush drew backlash after attacking Black Republican Byron Donalds for being a prop who will push white supremacy as a member of Congress. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.